Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Gittin, Daf Chaf Gimel, the second Perek, Hamevi Get. The Zichu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf said, HaKok Sherin Lichtov is a Get Afil Cher Shotav Akatan. All are qualified to write a Get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor. Although they lack the mental competence to write Lashma, Rav Huna clarifies, Vahushaya Gado Omen Al Gabav, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. Still, an idolater cannot write a get even with a Yisrael standing over him because Ovid Kochavim would die to Danavshi Avid. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. Rav Nachman concluded that our Mishnah would allow an idolater to write a get because it follows Rabbi Meir, who does not require the writing to be Lashma. And Acherish and the others would not need an adult instructing them. Later, Shmuel gives a third explanation. Behushashi or Makamatorv, Acherish and the others may write a get even unassisted, provided he left blank the space of the Torif, the critical elements of the get, to be written by a competent adult, which even Rebbe Lazar would allow. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches, Hakol Ksherin L'Havias a get. All are qualified to bring her get, Chutz Mecher Shotav Akatan V'Suma V'Ovid Kochavim, except for a deaf mute, insane person, minor, blind person, and idolater. The first three lacking in mental competence are disqualified from being a shaliach. A blind person is only disqualified from bringing a get where Befani Nechtav is required because he cannot testify. Rabbi Yami was asked if a slave can be a shaliach to receive a get for a woman. He inferred from the mission that he could, but Rabbi Yochanan said he cannot. Lefi she'enu b'toris gittin b'kiddush, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Rabbi Elazar challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it. An idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet the Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma for Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the pasuk teaching shlichus says gam atem, also you, requiring that just as you are b'nei bris, parties to the covenant, meaning of milah and mitzvos, your shliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a shliach, but a slave is not. And pointing with you, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement which the Gemara amends to be, Nirim Dvarim She'eved Makabal Get L'Chavero. It seems that a slave can receive a get shichur for his friend, Miyad Rabu Shal Chavero, from his friend's master, Avalo Miyad Rabu Shalo, but not from his own master on behalf of another slave owned by the same master. Although he can act as a shliach for a get shichur, since he can receive his own, he cannot receive another slave's get from his own master. Since he is the master's property, the get never leaves the master's domain. When he receives his own get, however, he simultaneously leaves the master's domain. Rabbi Yochanan anticipates a challenge from a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichur to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brace is Rebbe's opinion that Hamishach Rechetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds that uber yerech imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf said, HaKol Ksherin Lichtov is a get afil cher shotav akatan. All are qualified to write a get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor. Although they lack the mental competence to write Lashma, Rav Huna clarifies, Vahushaya Gado Omen Al Gabav, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. Still, an idolater cannot write a get even with a Yisrael standing over him because Ovid Kochavim would die to Danavshi Avid. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. Rav Nachman concluded that our Mishnah would allow an idolater to write a get because it follows Rabbi Meir, who does not require the writing to be Lashma. And Acherish and the others would not need an adult instructing them. Later, Shmuel gives a third explanation. Behushashi or Makamatorv, Acherish and the others may write a get even unassisted, provided he left blank the space of the Torif, the critical elements of the get, to be written by a competent adult, which even Rebbe Lazar would allow. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches, HaKol Ksherin L'Havias a get. All are qualified to bring her get, Chutz Mecher Shotav Akatan V'Suma V'Ovid Kochavim, except for a deaf mute, insane person, minor, blind person, and idolater. The first three lacking in mental competence are disqualified from being a shaliach. A blind person is only disqualified from bringing a get where Befani Nechtav is required because he cannot testify. Rabbi Yami was asked if a slave can be a shaliach to receive a get for a woman. He inferred from the mission that he could, but Rabbi Yochanan said he cannot. Lefi she'enu b'toris gittin b'kiddush, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Rabbi Elazar challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it. An idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet the Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma for Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the pasuk teaching shlichus says gam atem, also you, requiring that just as you are b'nei bris, parties to the covenant, meaning of milah and mitzvos, your shliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a shliach, but a slave is not. And pointing me through, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement which the Gemara amends to be, Nirim dvarim she'eved makabel get l'chavero. It seems that a slave can receive a get shichur for his friend, miyad rabu shel chavero, from his friend's master, avolo miyad rabu shelo, but not from his own master on behalf of another slave owned by the same master. Although he can act as a shliach for a get shichur, since he can receive his own, he cannot receive another slave's get from his own master. Since he is the master's property, the get never leaves the master's domain. When he receives his own get, however, he simultaneously leaves the master's domain. Rabbi Yochanan anticipates a challenge from a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichur to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brace is Rebbe's opinion that Hamashach Rechetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds that uber yerech imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. All right, so now we get our siman daf chav gimel, and our standard siman is kugelach. Kugelach is a children's game that's similar to Jack's. So here goes. The child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't because he's not a b'nei bris, and then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha get shichur and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby freed. Once again, slow motion. The child who got out first at the green kugelach game. Kugelach, that must be learned off chav gimel. The child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous staff said, all are qualified to write a get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor, although they lack the mental competence to write lishma. Rav Huna clarifies, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. An idolater cannot write a get, even with the Yisrael standing over him, because over kochavim ledaita denavshi abd. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. So, the child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan said that an eved cannot act as a shaliach for a get, lefi she'enu b'torah's get and b'kedushim, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Blazer challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it, because an idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet a Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma from Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the pasuk teaching shlichus says, gam atem, also you, requiring that just as you are b'nei bris, parties to the covenant of milah and mitzvos, your shaliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a shaliach, but a slave is not. So, the child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris. And then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha a get shichur and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby free. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an eved being makabel get shichur on behalf of another eved, and brings a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichur to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brace is Rebbe's opinion that, Hamashach Rechetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds uber yerech imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. So once again, the child who got out first at the green kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris, and then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha get shichur and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby freed. All right, so now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Yotes. So the simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The participants on the green gittin signing tutorial yacht. That must be more on Daf Yotes. The participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses writing on top of writing regarding Shabbos and a get, and the difference between writing black ink over red ink versus red ink over black ink. So the participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings options for Edim who do not know how to sign their names on a get, such as etching, tracing over lead, or even spit. The Gemara notes that this leniency was only allowed for Gittin to protect women from becoming agunos, but not for any other documents. So the participants on the green Gittin signing tutorial yacht, whose yacht name had been written in black ink over red ink, who practiced writing their names using etchings and tracing over lead and spit, were fascinated when the instructor showed them what appeared to be a blank paper, which was a get that had been written with gallnut juice, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nasala nir chalak, if one gave his wife what appeared to be blank paper, and he said to her, here's your get, she's divorced because we suspect that he wrote it with gallnut juice, which was subsequently absorbed into the paper. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel only meant that there's a concern she's divorced and therefore forbidden to a kohen when her husband dies, but it's uncertain. Daf Chaf, so the Simmer Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The patrons at the Green Get Cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. The patrons at the Green Get Cafe who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, which reminds us, it was taught in a brice that the Pasuk says Vakosov, and he shall write, referring to a get, below Chakak, which implies that he shall not engrave one. The Gemara clarifies, Hadachak Tochos, engraving is invalid where you engrave the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shapes of the letters raised indirectly, which is not considered writing, whereas engraving is considered valid writing where one engraved the legs of the letters themselves into a board. So the patrons at the Green Cat Cafe who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, if one says to his wife, here's your get, but the paper remains mine, ain't a magresha, she's not divorced. Since he didn't give her the paper, the letters are left without a surface. Almanasha takaziri li as a niyar. But if he says, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, ar is a magresha, she is divorced, provided she eventually returns the paper, because a gift which is conditional on its return is a legitimate gift. So the patrons at the Green Get Cafe who were annoyed from the noise coming from a husband having a get engraved, which is invalid, and disgusted by the cheap husband who told his wife, here's your get on condition you return the paper to me, didn't know what to make of the woman who walked in with her husband's slave that had her get tattooed on his hand, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama asked, if it was known that a particular slave was the husband's, the get kasuv al yado, and a get is written on his hand, and later he's produced by the wife, and she claims he was given to her as a divorce, what is the lacha? Do we assume he was given to her since he's in her possession, or might he have gone to her voluntarily? The Gemara resolves Rami Bar Chama's question based on Reish Lakish's statement, Hagodros ein lehen chazaka. Animals do not have the law of chazaka, that possession of them demonstrates ownership since they are mobile. Regarding the slave as well, since he's mobile, we could not assume he was given to her just because he's in her possession. Daf Chafav. So the Simon Daf Chafav is a car because people from Boston pronounce car ka. So here goes. The husband in the green race car ka. That must be more Daf Chafav. The husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get. Which reminds us, Rav has said that if a husband wrote a get for his wife and placed it in the slave's hand, and he wrote her a shtar matana for the slave and gave it to her, she acquires the slave and is divorced with the get. Through the slave becoming her property, she can simultaneously acquire the get through the kinyan of chatzar. The Gemara clarifies that this is not a case of a chatzar maleches, a mobile courtyard, which cannot be used for acquisition, since it's not like an ordinary courtyard, because this is a case of kafus, where the slave is bound and cannot walk, and qualifies as a chatzar for kinyanim. So the husband in the green race car, who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get, and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzar must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rava's two rulings, which validate a get given through gifting a chatzar. Since the law of chatzar to receive her get is derived from the word yada, her hand, it must resemble her hand. Just as her hand acquires the get whether with her das or against her will, so too the chatzar must be able to acquire the get with her consent or against her will. But since a chatzar given as a gift requires her consent, since she can refuse the gift, it should not qualify to transfer a get. So the husband in the green race car who gave his wife a shtar matana for the slave tied up in the back seat who was holding her get and was rebuffed by his wife because the kinyan chatzar must be able to work bal korcha, just like her hand does, pulled up to the tree at the finish line to have her get written on it, leaving a blank space for the makam torah to be filled in after gets detached. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in Kosvin, b'mechubar l'karka, we do not write a get on something attached to the ground, since giving her the get would require cutting between the writing and giving. If he wrote it on something attached, then detached it, completed it, and gave it to her, it's valid. Rav Yehuda says, it's only valid if both the writing and signing were done on something detached. Now, although the first clause of the Mishnah implies that no writing can be done on an attached item, and the second clause rules that it's valid, the Gemara explains, v'hu shishi or makam atorif. It's provided that he left a blank space for the torif, the critical writing of the get, until after it was detached. Daf Chav Beis. So the simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company. Cab? That must be on Daf Chav Beis. The driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses various laws of Kenyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot, and he purchased the pot, came in Shemasha Kana. Once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with Meshicha, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, well, Kana Achiyakzik was wrong. He does not acquire them until he makes a chazaka on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of chazaka like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. So, the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branches were in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meiser as applies to perforated pots. If the pot's perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, and its branch extends into foreign land, Abaye says, Basa Nikvo Azlinan. We follow its perforation regarding Meiser, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meiser. Rava says, Basa Nofo Azlinan. We follow the branch regarding Meiser. So this plant is exempt from Meiser. The Gemara clarifies that if it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it is Chayv and Meiser, since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Their argument is with the Lashrush, where it did not take root. So the driver from the Green Gittin Cab Company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branch was in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment who need to get to Beis Din quickly and present it on the same day. It was given, which reminds us, the Tanakhama on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alpha Mebeza taught that a get cannot be written on erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged. But the Chamim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chamim is Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidei Mesira Karti, the witnesses to the delivery, enable the get to sever the marriage. Those witnesses who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. The first being the Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, said that can only be relied on if she presents the get on the same day it was given. But afterwards, we are concerned the get had a condition attached, and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the witnesses may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the witnesses would recall any conditions attached to the get. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we have in Machlokas, whether a plant in a perforated pot that's in Eretz Yisrael, but its branches in Chutz La'aretz, is Chayv and Meisrus? That's on Daf Chabez. Good number 2. Which of the one about options for witnesses who do not know how to sign their names, such as etching and tracing over lead or spit? That's on Daf Yotes. Good number 3. Which definitely when a Chereshot of a Kanan can write again, provided that there's a competent adult instructing them? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number 4. Which definitely the case where a husband gave his wife a shtar matana for a tied up Eved who was holding her get in his hand? That's on Daf Chafav. Good number 5. Which of the good engraving a get where one engraves the spaces inside and around the letters, leaving the shapes of the letters raised indirectly, is invalid? That's on Daf Chaf. Good number 6. Which of the good a shivcha can acquire a get for a fetus since uber yerch imo? A fetus is considered a limb of the mother. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number 7. Which of the one Rebbe Elazar holds that a get written on erased or unfinished paper must be presented in Beis Din on the day it was given? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good number 8. Which of the one an idolater cannot be a shlich since he's not B'nai Bris? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good number 9. Which of the one if one says, here's your get, but the paper remains mine, the woman is not divorced? That's on Daf Chav. Good. And number 10. Which that they went at which stage of collection does a ksuba become subject to Shemitah? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.